thought for today. The doctor says there's nothing the matter. How often we've heard that. The doctor says there's nothing the matter. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarez, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. The doctor says there's nothing the matter. We go to the doctor, and we want the doctor to tell us why our stomach aches, why we are unhappy, why our body feels not proper. We go there, we say, my leg hurts, it aches, I have a pain in my heart, I have this, I have that. And the doctor looks us over, and he checks us over, and he runs scans on us, and he says, there's nothing wrong with you. Your problem is psychosomatic, as all problems are. And we say, but doctor, doctor, doctor. So the doctor gives us some pills, probably placebos. But we take the pills, and in taking the pills, we sometimes feel better. And most of the time, we don't. And the reason is we don't feel better because we are not getting to the crux of the matter. Now, why is it that we have problems? Why is it that our leg hurts? Why is it that our body hurts? Why is it that our heart hurts? Why is it that our mind hurts? Why is it that all these things hurt and there's nothing the matter physiologically according to the doctor's opinion? And of course, many doctors don't tell you that there's nothing the matter because they want you to come back. But they'll tell you, okay, now, I think it might be this here, so we'll check on this here and work on this here. And many times they label it, and then you take that label and run with that label and think that you're going through all these illnesses. Well, you have a headache because you are going around sticking your nose in other people's business. For Herb, you say that for everything. Yeah, don't I, though? You have a stomach ache because you go around sticking your nose in other people's business. You have a heartache because you go around sticking your nose in other people's business, and on and on. Now, what does that all mean? Well, that means that if you stick your nose in your own business, you won't have any problems. Okay. Ooh. Well, how do I stick my nose in my own business? Tell me, quick. How do I stick my nose in my own business? Well, you stick your nose in your own business by saying, I like me. I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Affirm it. Herb, that stuff you said so often. Yes, and it works. Why doesn't it work for you? Because at the moment you're saying, I'm whole and perfect, you're thinking about, oh, she's got this, and they got this here, and they got the same symptoms that I got this, they got the same. And right away you lay it outside of yourself and outside yourself, and you don't stay home. If you were to stay home, and stay home with your beautiful thoughts, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I'm wonderful. You know, if you stay home with those wonderful thoughts, all of these other things will go away. All of them. It doesn't matter what the problem may be. As we know, they're all psychosomatic anyhow. But, oh, they come from disease germs, they come from problems, they come from heritage and DNA and all that sort of stuff. That's true. They come from those things. They've been built down through the century by those things because people have held the same thoughts, that they have those things. Now, do you know that you have the ability to be invisible? Do you know that you have the ability to teleport yourself? Do you know that you have the ability to speak your word and have wonderful things happen? Yes, I know that, but I haven't been able to do it yet. That's right. And you never will be able to do it as long as you say, I know it, and I haven't been able to do it yet. When you go out and you say, I can teleport, if this is what is important to you, I can teleport, and visualize it, dream it, imagine it, have it as every moment thought in your life, in your body, you'll do it. You say, well, what about all these people who were, doesn't anybody ascend, doesn't anybody take their body with them as they go into another dimension of life and time and so forth? Yes, thousands, millions, yeah, all over the world. People just disappear and die, and they're gone, you know. More than we know, hundreds and thousands of people do this. And what they've really done is they've ascended. They have taken their body with them. But they were so terrible just before they did it. How do you know? Well, what thought were you having in your mind before they did it? Were they seeking to get away from an environment which was trying to say that they were limited, and they wanted to get into an environment that was saying they were unlimited? And so they did not associate with other people, and pretty soon they just seemed to disappear. Now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking about? What are you doing? Does the doctor say there's nothing the matter? Mm-hmm. And then you say, but doctor, I hurt, I got this. Well, you got that and you're hurt because you haven't keeping your mind on your own activity. You don't stay at home with it. Now, at breakfast this morning, Ingeborg was sitting there in her usual relaxed attitude, and she was eating her breakfast, and as she was eating her breakfast and drinking her tea with her tea bag in the teacup, some of the people at the table were sitting here watching her, and they were thinking, Ingeborg, how come you're sitting there and drinking with your tea bag in your teacup? And who cares, really? And Ingeborg, how come you're eating and you're looking down at the dogs and you're doing this and you're doing that? How come? Well, whose business is it of yours? Was Ingeborg happy? Totally. Was she doing what she wanted to do? Totally. Did she care whether her teacup bag was in her teacup? No. Is she happy? Yes. Is she off in another wonderful land of happiness and peace and joy? Sure. Is it because she is old? Is it because she's young? You know, little kids do that. That's just little kids. And if they're old, well, they're senile old people. Well, we want to give labels to everything. She is doing that because that's what she wants to do. And you are doing with your big nose in watching what she's doing because that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Now, do you really want to do that? Is that where you want to have your nose? And I assure you, keep your nose there, and pretty soon that will be your reflection for yourself. You'll be drinking your tea with the tea bag and the tea. The teacup, yeah. Well, that's not so terrible. No, but it's just a little indication of where you're going. A little indication of how you're doing your thinking. Do you think a tea bag should not be left in the teacup while you're drinking it? Yes, that's what your thinking is. Is there something wrong with it? No, but that's what your thinking is. Is it has to be one way or another? No, but that's what your thinking is. I am right because I am the one who is observing, you know. We're the observer. And when we're the observer and making judgments in our observing, we soon end up having that same experience in our life. We have to eat our words, eat our thoughts, eat our attitudes, and eat our judgments. And we don't want to do that. Some of those judgments aren't all that good. So let's be real careful now. When the doctor says there's nothing the matter, you better believe it. And we can know that your problem is psychosomatic, as all problems are, because that's just the way life is. Now, why could Jesus raise a man from the dead? He's dead! How could he do it? He raised him very simply by just knowing he was only sleeping. And how do doctors do it? You know? How do other people do it? Yeah. Why don't we all do it? Why does anyone ever die in the first place? We die in the first place because we get our nose so much into other people's business that we think we have to die. Or we think we have to live, or we think anything else that's coming our way. And that's just what it's all about. So think about this here and realize that the doctor says there's nothing the matter. There really is nothing the matter. And as you do that, you'll find that everything works out for you. Now, our two handymen, Brian and John, have just come in, and Little Love is announcing it to us, and Rex is going around loving them to pieces. And with that, we'll say, have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, John.